Okay, this is the English program. It's the 25th of April now. We're starting one of our educational campaigns for health. I think it's very important that we all do more to protect ourselves and our loved ones. And we should do more to make sure that the sort of the normal, the regular things that we do are normal. Now, I had a talk with the producer over this, and we were thinking, well, I wanted to do this in one go, in one day. But the producer said, why don't we spread it out over a longer period? Because it's a health campaign, and health campaigns, by their very nature, don't just happen once. It's like an ongoing thing. It's about getting you into a new routine, a new habit. So, this is purely educational, this, okay? We're getting our I was going to say our hands dirty, but I was using it purely as a metaphor. We're going to talk about poo, yes. Or, as they say in America, poop. I'm not sure which word I prefer, but anyway. So every day, we're going to have a new segment where we talk about poo. But let's be a little bit more specific. We're going to give you some help and advice on ways that you can check that your poo is normal. Now, why is this important, I can hear you asking? It's because when you poo, this little, not always little, brown blob in your toilet is what's left of the food that your body, once it absorbs all the good stuff, all the nutrients that it needs to be, you know, healthy and normal. That's basically what's left. Now, pooping is absolutely vital to everybody's health, to humans and to animals. It's your body's natural way of expelling all that horrible waste it doesn't need. And now this is why your poop looks and, let's face it, smells. It's pretty bad because it's all the bad bits. It's the bits that your body says, I don't need. But the way your poop looks and smells, it can give you a clue as to what's going on inside your body. Now, before we go any further, I shall give you some exclaimers. Legal exclaimers, I suppose. It's very important. This information you can get from HealthWorks. They've got a website, healthworks.my, and a Facebook page, fb.com/healthworks.my. There is a disclaimer. All of this information, it is for general information only and should not in any way be substituted for the advice of a certified medical professional. I am not a doctor. If you have any problems, concerns, issues, questions, consult your family doctor about anything related to your health. This information, the sources come from WebMD. Their website is webmd.com. LiveScience, livescience.com. The Mayo Clinic, mayoclinic.org, MSN, healthyliving.msn.com, and the NHS UK, the website sthk.nhs.uk. So that's all the legal stuff out of the way. It's very, very important for you to realise that this is high quality professional information, but at the end of the day, we are only a radio show. If you have any problems, go to your doctor. So we're going to start today with the textures of poo. And we'll do a different one every day because, you know, my producer often accuses me of talking a load of crap. Well, today we are. But we're doing it in little bits, okay? Little segments. So, textures of poo, types of poo, basically. You sometimes have separate hard lumps. They look like little nuts or nuggets. If you do, it's because you're lacking fiber and fluids. You need to drink more water and you need to eat more fruit and veg. That's it for now. We're back tomorrow with more.